Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cameras roll.
Right now, stop.
During a desperate struggle to survive.
I can't get to him!
Life hangs in the balance. In the remote mountains of Idaho, a small plane drops out of the sky.
The plane wings started hitting the tree tips. It just sounded like rapid gunfire, like da-da-da-da-da. I see blood on the seat and blood on the roof.
A violent flash flood sweeps an amateur kayaker down an African waterfall.
The water is pitch black. I don't know if I'm up or down. I can't get out, and I can't get any air. I really thought this is it.
And adrift in a North Atlantic hurricane, a sailor records his final goodbye.
This is my last recording. It's for all my folks to know. I love them so much.
I'm on a 21-foot boat, and I'm in the middle of a major hurricane.
Right there!
Without the footage to prove it,
no
one would believe these people are still alive. Dom Mee is an adventurer whose travels have taken him to the ends of the earth.
A solo in the up in the high Arctic is an extremely dangerous expedition.
The pack, the whole pack is moving.
People should not go up there on their own. I got away with it by the skin of my teeth.
He's a modern-day explorer, always armed with his video camera.
Taking a camera on expeditions is one you want to record as much as possible. In a funny sort of way, the camera is somebody to talk to.
I should reach the magnetic pole of 1831 tomorrow.
A former British commando, Dom survived tours of duty in Northern Ireland and Iraq. But it's his quest to cross the Atlantic Ocean alone that will almost kill him.
Right there!
Then basically I'm standing in the cockpit. All right.
In the summer of 2005, Dom Mee hatches a brave but crazy plan.
We plan across the North Atlantic. We aim to be the first to cross an ocean by boat specifically made to be propelled by kites. The boat is 21 feet, and it's called Little Murka. The North Atlantic is notoriously rough, so the boat's been designed that it has to go over Niagara Falls and survive. I must admit, I'm scared. The sea is uncompromising. You know, if you don't get it right, you don't come home.
In August of 2005, Dom sets sail. He has 1,700 daunting miles ahead.
I'm setting off from the little fishing port of St. John's in Newfoundland.
I'll see you in Exmouth, buddy.
And I'm going to go cross the Grand Banks on the northern route of the North Atlantic Ocean, hopefully finishing in Exmouth in Devon, which is my hometown. And before I know it, I'm out there. I launch the 10-metre kite. The wind fills. I get a really nice set. And I am going. No fanfare, no boats waving goodbye. Just me, Little Mirka, and a North Atlantic. Moment of truth. 5 days in, the weather's now starting to change. What I'm hearing about on my radio is there's a big weather system hitting New Orleans called Katrina.
For the next month, Dom films his epic struggle to survive the worst Atlantic hurricane season in recorded history. But on day 39, nearly all that footage will be lost. All alone, 500 miles from land, Dom's expedition takes a terrifying turn.
Where it came from, I don't know. We got hit by a massive wave. It blew me from the front with all the... I was doing some repairs to the electronics because we've had problems with the condensation. It pushed me... I went through the hatch, basically. And I've just been fighting for the last 2 hours to try and keep the boat alive.
If I lose my electronics, it means it loses my ability to contact with the outside world. For my morale, it's quite bad.
We've basically lost about 70% of our capability. I'm desperately trying to keep the mini sea alive. Because it's our only way out of here, only way to speak to anybody.
It's day 39. We have endured one hurricane, missed one hurricane.
Stormy seas have left the tiny boat crippled and vulnerable. Then Dom's team back in England breaks more bad news. An even bigger storm is on its way.
Then I get a text and says, Dom, batten down the hatches, Cat 5. Worse yet, good luck.
Soaring over a remote wilderness, a tiny four-seater plane suddenly loses altitude.
Les says, brace, brace, brace.
Plummeting into the forest below.
It happens so fast, there's no time for anything.
Alec Erhetz and Nathan Williams are best friends that live for the great outdoors.
We like doing anything from running to mountain biking to rafting to road biking.
A lot of hiking, you get a lot of backpacking, pretty much anything outdoors.
Both guys have their cameras rolling for a first.
The Red Bomber.
A scenic flight over Utah in a vintage single-engine Stinson aircraft.
Nathan's been so excited he couldn't sleep past five.
At the controls, good friend Les Gropp, a commercial pilot that flew choppers in Vietnam.
Right there at the Napa Airport.
I've never been in a small plane before.
First flight in the smaller plane is going awesome. Loving it.
Absolutely beautiful. Just a few clouds in the sky. Couldn't be better.
Our plan for the day is fly up to Bruce Meadows, land there, hike up in the mountains, have lunch.
We see the runway ahead, and it's just a green meadow with a kind of a rough runway, and it's beautiful.
Smooth landing.
Good luck fishing, guys.
The guys hike for a few hours, filming the sights. The day starts to heat up. Temps hit the mid-80s.
I was just like, man, I want to stay in the shade. It's hot.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's time to get going.
I'm actually getting kind of excited for it because it's my turn up front.
Pilot Les Gropp has clocked thousands of hours in the air. But today, he makes a critical mistake. underestimating the effect of the heat. The hotter air is thinner than expected.
I remember thinking, oh, this isn't like how it happened this morning.
In thinner air, propellers produce less thrust. Wings create less lift. To compensate, an aircraft needs more speed.
The plane takes off a little bit and then drops back down and then starts to rise again.
The fully loaded plane's single engine can't go any faster.
It starts to come up, and so I think it's great, but then we're back down on the ground.
One wheel drops back onto the runway.
We were underpowered, overloaded, and in too high of a heat at too much of an elevation.
Eventually, they're airborne.
We really weren't alarmed because we'd come in right over those same trees, really low as we're coming in for a landing.
As far as we know, everything's just totally great.
But just a few minutes in, the four-seater loses altitude.
At this point, I'm totally thinking that he's just flying low, buzzing the treetops.
The first time I ever feel like things are going south is when we are directly over the trees.
As I look out, I can see the wings drop down even further, and the tree tips are coming up high enough, and the plane wings started hitting the tree tips. And it just sounded like rapid gunfire, like ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Les says something to the effect of, brace, brace, brace. It happens so fast, there's no time for anything.
Coming up, caught in a raging flash flood out in the African wilderness.
I hear myself gulping for air, but there's just no air.
And a former Marine sails alone into a Cat 5 hurricane.
I'm make a breaking down at the moment, actually. I'm a fairly tough character, you know, but this is starting to break me down, massive.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In September 2005, the North Atlantic is lashed A hurricane warning is in effect
by four hurricanes in a row.
Residents are taking cover for the second time in a month as Hurricane Rita bears down on the Gulf Coast.
Sailor Dom Mi is adrift in the worst weather in a century.
I'm crossing the North Atlantic by a boat propelled by kites. I've been 39 days, and the whole trip has been a nightmare.
Alone, in a boat the size of a family car, 500 miles from land, a defeated Dom turns to his camera.
Oh, Rama. I just f***ing... Every time we sort of, like, edge a bit forward, you know, we just get kicked back again. I'm make a breaking down at the moment, actually. And I'm not a wuss either, you know. I'm a fairly tough character, you know, but this is starting to break me down, massive.
I save all my raw emotion for the camera because that's my therapist.
And in fact, this storm is pretty f***ing horrendous. It's not meant to be. It's only meant to be about 35, 40 knots. This is nasty. We've taken a couple of big hits after that, but not as big as the biggest hit we've had for the whole trip. That was like a massive wave. I'm quite scared, actually. Anyway.
At this point, I have to be more focused than I can ever be. I can't let fear creep in. I've got to be on the game.
Night falls. Hurricane Rita hits the North Atlantic with 90-mile-an-hour winds and 50-foot waves. Dom continues to document his demise.
Nightmare scenario. 3 o'clock in the morning. We're in a force 10.
At the time, I don't know that I'm in the path of this hurricane. The second biggest hurricane recorded in history.
I've just been out trying to look at if we could swing the boat around. Big wave come back in the back of the boat. I'm soaked. But this is a really dangerous scenario in a force 10. It is the worst scenario. I've had enough.
But this hurricane isn't finished with Dom yet.
Nightmare!
In South Africa, there are many ways to die. But getting hit by a wall of black water isn't the first to come to mind.
I'm thinking, this is it. I'm not gonna get through this. I thought I was done for.
Get Mike!
A few hours north of Cape Town, South Africa, a team of friends hike deep into the wilderness to chase whitewater adventure.
When these rivers flow high enough, they are the best places to kayak in the world.
Franz Fury is up for the challenge, but he's jumping in way over his head.
I grew up central South Africa, where the rivers are much flatter, much calmer. This is jumping from kindergarten to university.
The locals call these notorious rapids the Pepsi Pools. Heavy rains make the water as dark as soda. The surface is covered in a thick foam that can choke your chances of a final breath.
Okay, this may be the last video that anyone sees of me where I go like this. Woo!
Franz's brother Eugene and friend Marty are along to film the adventure.
I was excited. I could not wait to get into the pool.
But Franz has never taken on rapids quite like this before.
Thanks, buddy.
In his nervous excitement,
okay,
he makes a rookie mistake.
I completely forget to put on my life jacket. And this is inexcusable, but it happened.
Unaware that he's missing his life jacket, Franz paddles to the first rapid and makes his second big mistake.
I came in from the left, and I should have gone from the right. The current pushes me onto the rock. I counteract by pushing onto the rock. The stream coming from underneath me and me pushing at the top topples me.
Just seconds in, Franz is in life-threatening danger.
I'm upside down. I need to get up. So I'm going for it, and there's just no buoyancy. The bubbles just completely take away my ability to properly Eskimo roll. I try once, twice. It doesn't happen. So I decide to bail.
He's running out of air and scared he'll be sucked over the next waterfall. The dark water is stained with tannins released from trees in nearby forests, limiting visibility.
The water is pitch black dark, so I can't see anything. I can't orientate myself what is up, what is down.
And the foam is choking Franz.
It's just in your face. And it fills your nostrils and your mouth, and there's no way out of it.
As Franz fights for air, a massive wall of water comes out of nowhere, leaving him in grave danger.
You make peace with where you're at.
Let's come get home.
I thought I was gonna die. I really thought this is it.
In a remote corner of Idaho, four friends take off from a backcountry airstrip, only to find out that the hot day would lead to disaster.
I don't have any idea that hotter means the air is thinner, and the air thinner meaning you can't get lift. So we'd had absolutely no clue. We didn't think anything different.
I didn't have time to think this is really bad. I just felt like, man, this is not happening right now. And then it happened.
Nathan Williams' camera captures the terrifying view from the cockpit.
We're down on the ground in a matter of seconds.
Alec Arhetz films from the back seat.
We're blasting now through trees head on. And then the plane came to a crash upside down. And we're all just hanging from our seatbelts upside down.
Everybody okay?
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All four men miraculously survive.
Could have been death easily for any of us, especially Les.
Les Gropp, an experienced pilot, is critically wounded.
As the plane kind of spun and hit the trees, the doors kind of got pulled off. And Les, due to the force of the spin, his head kind of goes out the window.
I don't really see his face at first, but I see blood on the seat and blood on the roof and blood in some other areas. So I know someone's bleeding.
To survive a plane crash, the first 90 seconds are critical. You need to get out fast and get away from the wreckage. Fuel is leaking.
Air gas pouring out.
The plane could catch fire and explode.
Please get out.
I wasn't even really thinking about the fire until we started getting out. And as we climbed out, I could see that the fuel was dripping.
All it takes is one little spark and you've got some fuel in a super dry forest with dead trees all around you. It's a tinderbox.
The guys scramble to get out of the mangled plane.
I climb out into the light and look at everybody else. I see them all there, and the first thing I say is, plane crashes off my bucket list.
A couple hours.
And they kind of laugh a little bit, except for Les. And that's kind of when I noticed that Les was laying down on the side, and I can see him holding his face, and his face was bleeding.
Did you hit your head, Les?
Les has a broken hand and a badly broken jaw. But Alec, a former military medic, is trained for emergencies just like this.
In the Air Force for 12 and a half years, working in emergency medicine, we get all the training on what to do in a situation like that.
Chest pain,
You hit your chest on the steering wheel, I think.
With little time to brace for impact, Nathan hit his head. He's severely concussed.
The first thing I remember is sitting on the ground. I know that we're in a plane crash.
How long ago did we crash? I'm just coming to.
Nathan's dazed and repeating himself.
How long ago did we crash?
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
How'd you sit down over there? Hello? Hey. I found some people.
Off-duty firefighters camping nearby arrived to help.
This is Les. His injuries are broken mandible right in the middle. He's got some broken loose teeth. He's got a broken right maxilla by the zygoma. He's got a broken left hand.
Tell me right now, what can we do to make you comfortable?
Soon after, police arrive on the scene. They're amazed anyone is alive.
They typically go up after a plane crash up there and they're just kind of picking up either bodies or parts.
Life flight's on its way.
3 hours after the crash, a life flight helicopter arrives to take Les and Nathan to the hospital. They're hurt, but somehow still alive.
I thought we were just absolutely blessed to have escaped as relatively unscathed as we did.
I definitely think it's a miracle we're all still alive. No doubt.
In a South African river, amateur kayaker Franz Fury is clinging to life after a mishap on a raging waterfall.
Let's come here, no!
He has no idea that his nightmare has just begun. Just upriver, a deadly wall of water is bearing down on him.
Mardi just starts screaming, get out, get out. I still don't really understand why. I just know that the force is getting stronger. The next moment, the water rips me from the edge.
Without warning, Franz disappears.
As I go under, I realize that I'm gonna go over these waterfalls and there's no getting out of this.
His brother Eugene looks on helplessly as the river transforms into a deadly torrent.
I'm thinking, this is it. I'm not gonna get through this. I thought I was done for.
Tumbling through pitch black water, Franz is completely disoriented.
I don't know if I'm up or down, and there is one massive waterfall coming. The anticipation is hectic. And it's gonna break all the bones in my body because the amount of force that that water has is insane.
In a heartbeat, Franz has thrown down a 50-foot waterfall.
I hit the bottom of the waterfall. A rock hits my jaw and I bite through my lip.
For 30 seconds, he's held underwater, finally resurfacing 100 feet downstream.
Now I'm thinking that I've made it.
Just as Franz thinks he's cheated death a second time, he's trapped. This time in a violent whirlpool.
I can't get out. I can't get up and I can't get any air.
I'll see you in Exmouth, buddy.
Dom Mee planned to sail across the Atlantic using a kite in 60 days. But 40 days into his trip, he's only traveled 500 miles. With 1,200 miles to go, his tiny vessel has been destroyed by hurricane-force winds. He has no engine, and he's in a desperate fight for his life.
It's the middle of the night in the Atlantic. I'm on a 21-foot boat, and I'm in the middle of a major hurricane.
So we're drifting around in a force 10 on our own.
And we're going to see how the night goes. We may have to bug out and call a rescue if we start getting rolled and rolled.
I'm recording this because I'm frightened.
See you later.
I am in the middle of a hurricane with no sea anchor. I'm talking to the camera to record something. I've got to do something.
Just been over again. I think it might be time to just call it a day. If we need to come back up, we've lost all power. Nightmare.
Dom has lost his sea anchor, a small parachute that drags underwater to keep his boat stable and pointed into the wind and waves in heavy seas. Without it, he's being tossed around like a bath toy.
I hear the rush of a breaking wave, and it hits the side of the boat with pace. We go over. And now I'm starting to get scared the boat might not come up again.
Gone over for the sixth time. The EPIRB's activated. And we're now in a distress situation waiting for rescue. So the end of Kite Quest.
Dom knows that 70% of deaths at sea occur when people fall overboard or their boat capsizes. He's activated his emergency rescue beacon, sending a GPS signal to the Coast Guard. But reaching Dom in this weather could take at least 24 hours.
I need someone to come and get me. And I need him quick. And I know it's not going to come quick.
As Dom waits for rescue, the boat is swamped. It floods and flips upside down.
So I have to swim out of the boat, and then I climbed up onto the hull. I look out, and it's worse than I thought. I cannot believe how badly this has gone.
Right there!
Caught in a flash flood on South Africa's Western Cape, kayaker Frans Fourie is in the fight of his life. His helmet cam captures every horrifying moment. Without a life jacket, Frans has plunged out of control down two waterfalls.
I panic. I start gulping for air. I didn't go in preparing myself to keep my breath, so by now I'm done.
On the riverbank, his brother is in a frenzy. He can't see Franz anywhere. He has no idea that Franz has been washed downstream and is now stuck in a deadly whirlpool.
These things keep you under and you cannot escape them.
Just feet from his brother, Franz is drowning, but no one can see him.
I hear myself gulping for air, but there's just no air. You think you're gonna die, but in that moment, you just don't want to. And your whole body just goes, no. And I kicked a rock, and it shot me out. And I grabbed onto a rock, and I pulled myself up. It took the last bit of energy that I had. I've got nothing left.
The floodwaters are still rising. Dean, a close friend, climbs down the side of the falls.
I hear Dean call from the side, Franz, get out of the water.
You're right.
The water's coming big time, eh?
Climb up,
eh? Dean grabbed me by the arm and he pulled me out.
I have no energy.
And then he started pulling me up the hill because we had no idea how high this water is going to come.
8 horrifying minutes after his ordeal began, Franz is safe on higher ground. He reunites with his brother, who is sure he was dead.
He shook as he hugged me. Emotionally, I was relatively okay. He was not. He went through this whole thing on the side, thinking that he lost his brother, and I'm not just thinking about like myself here. I went out to shoot a quick little video, having a fun time at a waterfall. Instead of that, I captured a near-death experience. Going through the footage, you realize that now it's caught. People can go through this with you. They can feel this with you. It's one thing to tell something. It's another thing to show it.
Pounded by hurricane-force winds in the North Atlantic, Dom Mee's tiny 21-foot boat, the Little Mirka, is the key to his survival.
I'll see you in Exmouth, buddy.
The boat has got 7 sealable compartments. If you get hold on a yacht, you sink. Whereas on this boat, we can get hold, we'll still float. And we can ride out those big storms by bobbing over the top of these big waves like a cork.
We're looking at this is the keel here.
Dom also has 180 pounds of weight in the keel to keep the small vessel upright, no matter what.
And when the weather gets really rough, I strap myself in and put a helmet on, and we just ride it out.
That was like a massive wave. I'm quite scared, actually.
He clings to his capsized boat in 50-foot waves and 90-mile-per-hour winds. He is facing death, but keeps filming.
Right there!
I then see a colossal wave over 60 feet bearing down on us. This is it. And the wave collapses on top of us. I'm underwater, and I don't think there's any need to come back up. I think I'll stay and let go. So I do. And at that moment, there is great calm. There is no fear. I've left. Then I surface. The boat is back up the right way. I can make this. I swim to the boat with no fatigue, no loss of energy, like a man reborn.
The boat came back up again. I managed to pump out a bit of the boat and we're back afloat. It's scary out there. I've set the EPO running. I'm just waiting for a rescue. And it can't come quick enough. Have a look outside.
I have to keep focused. It's so important now that I prepare myself for a long way.
I'm just praying. I'm just praying and praying and praying that we get a rescue soon. It's huge out there. This is horrible. I'm just thinking about all the people I love and hanging in there. We're just hanging in here at the minute.
Dom is 500 miles from shore. He's triggered his distress beacon, but knows rescue is unlikely.
I'm thinking about everyone back home. How worried they're going to be about me. They'll know now that I'm in a distress situation. So, if this is the time, I want to tell them I love them.
This is my last recording. It's for all my folks to know I love them so much. I'm sorry I've put them through all this worry. I'll make it through this. Things are going to be different.
Oh, boy.
It's my love for them that has helped me through all of this. And it really is the inner strength, the love I have for everyone back home. But they need to know that.
Out of nowhere, Dom's prayers are answered.
Now, I hear this roar, and it doesn't sound like the sea. I open the hatch, and I see the tail of a plane flying low.
Things are looking up. We've got a Hercules plane doing some circles around.
I then grab my handheld flare, and I fire the flare. I am alive. You can see me alive. You can tell everyone back there I'm alive.
The Canadian Coast Guard ship Cygnus steams overnight through the storm. Dom is rescued in calmer seas, but has to abandon his beloved boat.
I see her drift off, and I just feel so sad. I can't explain it. I know it's an inanimate object, but for me, it's much more than that. I owe my life to the boat.
A year later, his boat washes up on the coast of Ireland, over 1,500 miles from where he was rescued.
Maybe some more secrets.
Safely inside, the footage he shot of his harrowing ordeal.
The tape was intact. And that was, a message in a bottle. I sat down on my own with a bottle of rum, and I drank the bottle of rum and watched it, and reflected, and was thankful.
A week after nearly losing his life, Dom was back on the water. Soon after, he formed a company to rescue others at sea, fighting piracy off the coast of Somalia.
Since being rescued, I founded a company that have stopped 50-plus ships being hijacked by Somali pirates, which equates to around 500 sailors that didn't go into distress. So I hope that in some small way, I was worthy of their courage. Being at sea was my life. My life and work in the sea are intertwined.
I'm just praying and praying and praying that we get a rescue soon.
I couldn't function without it. I couldn't make a living without it. I can't be put off. My sea can't put me off.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Confidence starts with loving who you are.
And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.